Welcome to the What Lenore Said podcast, where I uplift women who have experienced trauma. Each week, I'll help you filter through the BS and discover your own power and purpose. I'm Lenore Bowles, a women's confidence coach and self-love advocate. Life has not always been easy for me, often knocking me on my ass, but I had to learn how to get back up swinging. I'm sharing my best tips for trusting your gut, living confidently, and pursuing the life you deserve. Thank you so much for listening, and this is What Lenore Said. Welcome, welcome back to the What Lenore Said podcast. I'm your host, Lenore Bowles, confidence coach, self-love advocate, and all things rah-rah healing craziness. So today, let's talk about mindset. And I know this is one of those like very catchy internet phrases right now, but in my humble opinion, it is the single most important part of self-love. Without the right mindset, you just can't move forward with what you want to do, whether that's in your career, in your personal life, or whatever it is, business life, it does not matter. And you will always be stuck in the same place that you are right now. And ain't none of us got time for that. Now, I recognize that maintaining a constructive and optimistic outlook is not always easy or achievable, but if you pinpoint the root of your negativity and focus on actually eliminating it, overcoming your negative self-talk will be easier. So this is kind of a two-parter. A lot of mindset has to do with environment. The negative thinking rarely stands alone. Sometimes it stems from the situations and relationships that we're in that are also negative. And this was very much true for me. Like I've said, for those of you who've been following me for the past 2.5 years, I thank you for that, but you are probably tired of me talking about the toxic relationship, but that very much was my case. This negative relationship with my romantic partner was actually holding me back from living the life that I really wanted. And this can not only be a romantic partner or husband, but it can be coworkers, friends, family, extended family. It could be really anyone that you have a regular interaction with. Now, you have to be the person who makes a choice to actually eliminate these negative relationships in order to have a more positive mindset going forward. When you actually take the time and realize that your environment or your relationship, because it could be coworkers, but it could be the job itself. And a lot of us are in a job that is very toxic, unhealthy. And I'm not just talking about the job itself, I'm talking about the people that you are either working for or working with. Sometimes we really just need to realize that it's the environment that we're in that is having a negative impact on us, and we have to make the choice to actually change. Now, this is not going to be easy. Let me say that again. This is not going to be easy. I'm not going to sugarcoat this, but it is absolutely necessary for us to start moving towards the life that we want. Once we actually remove the negative relationships from our environment, we can focus on beginning to eliminate the negative self-talk that we've developed over time. This is where we come to a crossroads, right? So it's not even a crossroads, really. We're at a stop sign. We have a choice to make, though. Are we going to choose to sit at the stop sign and continue to live the way we have, or are we going to press the gas and move forward? And moving forward means doing the hard work that is necessary to start living the life that we want. Removing negative people from our lives, environments. That's potentially finding a new job. Not everyone wants to find a new job, but it might be necessary. Now, building this positive mindset definitely has its benefits. And one of those that I myself have experienced is attracting other positive thinkers in your life. So I did not realize that I had so many negative Nancys around me all the time. And a lot of that was because I was in such a negative place in my relationship that I had just gotten used to being around negative people. And it never occurred to me that this is really not healthy. So once I removed that, it actually resulted in me attracting other positive people around me. And so my friend group right now is much more positive than it was in the past. I tend to attract more positive people and forward-thinking people versus in the past, I would really attract people who were very pessimistic about life or always had something wrong and always it was the woe is me stories all the time. Now, I by nature attract people who seek out advice. I have always been this way. I have always been the person that my friends come to, and I have really stepped into that in my 33 years of life. I am very comfortable in that space, but there's a line that sometimes is crossed between seeking out advice because I really need it and just dumping emotional baggage on you for the sake of dumping it. And now they walk away feeling great, but I feel crappy because they just dropped all their negativity on me because they could. So really figuring out how and where to draw that line. Like I said, you're going to attract some positive thinkers, but you'll also be happier, you'll be healthier, you'll reduce stress levels that you feel each day. And I never realized how much tension I held in my jawline and how much tension I held in my shoulders. So close your eyes unless you're driving, then don't do this until you stop somewhere. But I want you to close your eyes and just take some deep breaths and drop your shoulders and roll them a little bit to release some of that tension. Unclench your jaw and release your tongue off of the roof of your mouth. And you may not have realized it, but if you are pressing your tongue on the roof of your mouth, that is a sign of stress and tension. And so sometimes we have to be aware of where we hold our tension and our stress, because once we start paying more attention to it, we're going to be able to recognize a little bit faster when we are stressed. Now, when you remove those negative people from your environment, you no longer have to worry about dealing with them and your space is free to truly heal. So it wasn't until I actually got out of this relationship and realized, okay, I don't want to feel like this. Because, you know, you're coming out of a relationship, you don't feel great. I was crying every day. I had to put on my war paint, go to work, and like have this mindset or this facade of I'm okay. And then I go home and cry. No one at work, except for my very best friends, knew that I was struggling. And they didn't even know how much I was struggling because, again, I've never been that person to drop my emotional baggage for the sake of releasing that on someone else. So I held a lot of that in. But there came a point where I just did not want to feel like that anymore. And so I had to figure out, how am I going to move forward from this? Because I don't like the way I feel and I don't want to live like this. How can I start moving forward? You have to make that choice. So today, I really, 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 really want you to commit to making that choice. If you are in a place of pessimism and you just feel like life is out to get you, I promise you a mindset shift. And I understand that this is something that is highly overused on the internet, but it is a real thing. And all it takes is a choice. And constantly making that choice over and over, because there are days, even 2.5 years later, where I'm still single and I feel like, ugh, I just want my husband to come along right now, but he's not here. And that, if you let it, that can become debilitating and something that could really knock you off course. So it is always keeping that choice in mind and actually making the choice to then move forward, instead of staying in the same place that you're in. Commit to opening yourself to new opportunities. So you have to really be open to being more positive. And like I said, this is not easy. It really sucks sometimes. And sometimes you really just want to be negative because it's easier. And healing is not easy. And so this is about making those choices that we don't necessarily want to make, but we need to in order to get to where we want to be. Now, I think the most important lesson that I learned when I was starting to shift my mindset and really focus on healing and figuring out how to live as a single person was it's okay to say no. And really saying no as a full sentence and not not allowing people to make me feel guilty because I don't want to do something, and realizing that I don't have to explain myself. And that got really difficult, especially when it was someone that I really love, care, and respect, like my mother. And so, thank goodness she is the angel put on earth to guide me in this life, because she totally understood and was very supportive through the whole healing process. And so made it very easy for me to kind of set boundaries in my life. And when I'm talking about setting boundaries, even with your mother, my mom is my best, very best friend. I have a best friend, but my mom is my best friend. If I don't call her every day, she sends me text messages like I'm dying. I'm not, but she wants to know if I'm still alive. And so setting boundaries is not just with certain people. It really had to be, at least for myself, and honestly, I think this is for most people, is you have to set boundaries with everyone, because the only person in this life that we have to, that we're 100% accountable to, is ourselves. And so I think it's very easy for us to say, I'm going to set boundaries with my friends, but my family is open season. They can have whatever they need from me. And that's really not healthy. So it is okay to say no to family and set those boundaries. And it's okay to eliminate those negative people, even if it is your family. It is difficult, but at the end of the day, you need to do what's best for you. And if someone is negative towards you, or they make you feel like less than, they don't need to be in your life. They don't deserve to be in your life. You deserve to be happy and healthy and be comfortable in the space that you're in. Now remember, this is not about the other person at all. You may actually be contributing to your negative environment as well. And this is something that is quite difficult to admit to, but I was a large part of my own downfall in my relationship. I allowed things. I held grudges. I did a lot of things that I said I would never do. I took back a cheater, and I blamed myself for cheating, and I ignored red flags, and I did all of these things that contributed to the life that I was living, even though that life was not comfortable, even though that life was very unhappy. And so I really had to hold that mirror up to myself and realize that it's not about him. It was all about me, and how can I start moving forward so that I can start living the life that I really wanted? And that was, again, making that choice that I don't like the way that I'm living. I don't like who I am right now. I'm going to make the choice every single day to be happy and positive and start doing things that make me happy and positive. And really, it's as simple as that choice, and constantly making that choice for myself. So I want to know. Hop over to Instagram at What Lenore Said and answer, in what ways do you contribute to creating a negative experience for yourself? And, you know, that's something that's a little bit difficult, but I think it's a very important step of healing, is admitting when we're wrong and admitting when we're at fault or we contribute to our own demise. And it's okay to gently break those relationships. Now, some people, you have to like hard cut off, block on everything, social media, cell phone, whatever. But some things, like, you just need to gently set boundaries and allow yourself to create that positive environment. So that's all I have for you this week. Again, I'd love to hear what you're doing in the arena of mindset and setting positive intentions daily. Hop over to Instagram at What Lenore Said and send me a DM. I would love to hear what you have to say about this topic. Thank you for taking some time today to listen to the What Lenore Said podcast. If you want to share what was most impactful from the episode, please do so on Instagram at What Lenore Said. As always, please subscribe to the podcast so that you get notifications when new episodes are released. And if you know someone who would benefit from this information, please share it with them, because I would love them to get this information as well. Now, I drop new episodes every Tuesday, bright and early, so I'll see you next Tuesday on the next episode.